This is the Jeff Horowitz Show. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
All right, welcome everyone. Thanks for listening. Jeff Horowitz here. Happy to be here with you today, Tuesday, August 16th. Busy show, as usual. We're going to talk about a couple of big signings today. First of all, Governor Ducey signing the Empowerment Scholarship Account expansion. I'll get you all the details. We've spent a lot of time on this one. This is the backpack of money that follows your students. Well, they had a big signing ceremony in Phoenix at a private school today, and this thing's in full gear now, but will it stay available, I guess you should say? Will you have that, what I call, full school freedom of choice going forward, for you to decide which school's best for your kids and have that money follow them? I don't know. I have my doubts, because there's that Save Our Schools group that's out there right now that's really just Save Our Union Jobs. But it's nonsense what they're trying to do, because we're still going to need teachers, whether they're teaching in the local neighborhood private schools or public schools or private school or specialized school. They should applaud competition, but they've got this one all backwards. But I guess that's what happens when you're kind of in a world that's just socialism the whole way through. I mean, think about it. You go to school, and then you go to school to be somebody who goes to school. And I'm not knocking it. It's just they're in a very protected system, and they want to protect that system for the teachers going forward. We need to do what's best and save our kids, not save some school system, not save any kind of system that's failing so many of our kids. So I'm glad Governor Ducey signed this thing. I'm glad that he was firm behind this. We can be the leader in the country when it comes to education freedom. So there's that one. And then there's also the Biden on the opposite end of the spectrum here, signing one of the dumbest bills I've seen in a long time, or at least, well, yeah, one of the dumbest bills, but also one of the poorest, most poorly named bills of all time. I mean, it's like if they name it the Inflation Reduction Act, you know it's going to be the opposite thing. They're just hitting on that because, quite frankly, there's a lot of uninformed voters out there and a lot of the public that's uninformed. So they say, oh, great, the government's trying to do something. They're trying to fix inflation. Yeah, it's a big problem because it's costing me so much more in my daily life. So anyway, signing that bill, the Inflation Reduction Act, I've got a bunch of data that we didn't get to on this one, on yesterday's program, that we'll hit on. We'll break it all down, including the size of the IRS that's going to be, you know, this, it's like an army. They've created an army here, more than doubling the size of the IRS. Also, we'll bring in U.S. Senate candidate he got the Republican nomination here in Arizona, Blake Masters, in one of the toughest races in the country against incumbent Democrat and somebody who's already running the ads. Blake Masters is dangerous. He's dangerous. I don't know. Mark Kelly signed this Inflation Reduction Act that adds, you know, hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars in new spending and all kinds of Green New Deal type stuff. It's really a climate bill wrapped in some fancy inflation words, wrapped in an expansion of the IRS and an expansion of government. So what's more dangerous? We'll ask Blake Masters, because he's getting hit hard on the ads that are coming out in the well-oiled Mark Kelly rocket ship campaign. So Blake Masters coming up. Stick around for that. Plus, I've got a bunch of news items, my top news picks, and a bunch of things here in Arizona, all including water. We'll hit on that first. Water cuts here in Arizona. Oh, and also, we'll keep an eye out. We won't know during the show today, but tomorrow I'm sure this would be a good topic of conversation when Rob Wilson from Timberline Firearms and Training joins us. Liz Cheney is, as you know, being primaried in Wyoming and is pretty much all but certain to lose the Republican primary because she's one of the biggest rhinos in Congress, in the House. And she's a perfect example. Well, I don't know if she's quite ready for term limits yet, but at least the people of Wyoming are going to term limit her. I'm a big fan of having actual term limits put in, though, because it's oftentimes hard to get rid of people like her. Who else is up tonight? Is that Murkowski? Murkowski is another big rhino in D.C., you know, Republican in name only, although she's expected to win her primary and probably go on to get back in. She's a perfect example of why we need term limits, because most of the time you don't see people getting booted out, these incumbents, especially these family dynasties like the Cheney dynasty, who have all the, what do we call them, the entrenched power elites behind them. And usually they always win, but the people of Wyoming, and Wyoming was the heaviest state for President Trump as far as more people, the biggest total of Trump voters in that state percentage-wise for Trump in the last election. So it'll be good to see her gone. And so these politicians need resting periods. We need term limits. They need to go. It used to be the founding fathers wanted these people to go, go serve and then go back to your farm and stop. Don't be a professional politician. Or we go with my idea if we just start drafting people for 2-year terms and that's it. You get 2 years to go in there. Could it be any worse? The congressional draft or even the presidency. So, okay, it's your turn. I guess we could have some standards. Anyway, love your thoughts. Like our standards are high, really high right now. I'd love your thoughts. Go ahead and send me an email. We always like to bring Olivia in towards the end of the second hour of the program and read your email comments. So keep those coming in. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. And our email is brought to you by Just Wireless. Offers great service in Flagstaff to get your smartphone repaired. Two locations, drop your phone off, get it fixed, keep it going for a lot longer, and save your money for the other essentials that you're probably paying a lot more for. Even despite Biden saying that inflation's at zero and now we have the Inflation Reduction Act. I guess there was someone on Fox News who was asking Biden, or Fox Digital asked Biden and the Biden administration, well, when does the inflation reduction kick in? You know, you're signing this bill. When does it actually kick in? When are we going to start seeing the inflation rates actually go down? And I think they're still waiting for a reply from that one. I wouldn't hold my breath too much. All right, let's get to my top news picks here. A lot of these are Arizona-centric. Arizona faces 21% cut in Colorado River water. This was announced today. Department of Interior announced cuts. This has to do with an agreement that came about last year. So it cuts mostly Arizona farmers beginning in 2023. Is the biggest water cuts coming as the water levels have come down in Lake Mead, Lake Powell. I think they measure it off of Lake Mead. It comes down to a certain level. I believe that's how they trigger in these cuts. And they're cutting 21%. Of Arizona's water coming from the Colorado River, from all the canals and all that. It's 592,000 acre feet, which most of you are probably like, what the hell is an acre foot? An acre foot is 1 inch of water covering an acre. So here's a definition from watereducation.org. 1 acre foot equals about 326,000 gallons, or enough water to cover an acre of land about the size of a football field, 1 foot deep. So I said 1 inch earlier. I meant 1 foot deep. So it's a lot of water. 592,000 acre feet is being cut to Arizona. So like I said, this is based off a 2019 multi-state drought contingency plan agreement. The lower basin states of Arizona, Nevada, California, and the country of Mexico fall under the Tier 2A plan, which has been kicked in now. Then you've got states like New Mexico, who's losing 104,000 acre feet. And then you got Nevada that's losing 25,000. Apparently California is losing zero. I'm not sure how that worked out. It's a huge deal, even though we're so damp right now. And if you're new to Arizona, and especially northern Arizona, this is an abnormally wet monsoon. I mean, it's great to see it, but in a few weeks, I guarantee you we'll be drying out and then hoping we get a good winter. And most of our water supply actually comes from the snowpack. So we have to have good winters, especially good late winters where that snowpack builds up and then is able to fill up all these lakes and, reservoirs and so on and so forth. The Colorado River, it provides 40 million people water throughout the West. It's like, think about it. It's like, what was that? 12% of the country's population is relying on the Colorado River. So huge problems. And this may be the first of a series of cuts coming, and we're going to have to change. We talked to Stephen Christofiak, who is running for CD2 in the Republican primary. He's a farmer down in Camp Verde. I need to get him back on. It was a great interview. He talked about water and trying to change the way we do certain crops in the state and so on and so forth going forward. So I'll put that on my list. All right, a couple more here. I want to talk about this ESA expansion bill. But first, I do want to mention Kelly Broaddus. You're going to get her back on the show really soon. You know that the housing market is, they're considering it. The Home Builders Association is saying that the housing market's now in a recession. So the market's changed dramatically. You need someone on your side if you're looking at buying a home or if you're looking at selling a home. You need someone on your side who's been through this before, these market swings, these market changes. And I'd highly recommend, and I've had people on this program who have used Kelly Broaddus. She's in the top 2% of all realtors in the nation. She'll help you out. She'll walk you through this tough market. It's still hard to find a home, believe it or not. I mean, prices are still way up, but they've definitely come down from their peaks if you're on the selling side. So call Kelly Broaddus if you're listing your home or if you're buying a new home. She'll walk you through all this and she'll help you out. 928-606-6749. That's Kelly Broaddus at 928-606-6749. Okay, like I said, Governor Ducey signs House Bill 2853. This is the Empowerment Scholarship Expansion Bill. I'm a huge fan of this thing. So they had the big get-together down in Phoenix at a private school. Ducey said this. Here's part of his press release. Today, we celebrate the signing of the most expansive school choice legislation in recent memory. Under HB 2853, empowerment scholarship accounts will be available to all K through 12 students across the state. Arizona is now the gold standard for educational freedom. And I'd agree with the governor 100% there. This is a great bill that was introduced by Representative Ben Thoma, the majority leader, and also Goldwater Institute was huge behind this thing. This is going to be a great bill if it holds. And I'll get to that in just a second. So here's what the legislation's going to do. This is a, what is this, about a minute clip. Let's cue this one up. Minute clip with Matt Beinberg, who was huge behind this thing from the Goldwater Institute, talking about how the money follows the students and that this covers private schools, religious homeschooling. That's even covered as well. Here's what Matt had to say.
What this does is it says any family, any student, if they don't want to just go to traditional public school or even a public charter school, they can take a piece of what taxpayers were going to spend on that student's education and put it into an account that the family has to be spent for that child's education. So they can use that for essentially any kind of educational expenditure. If that's private school tuition, if that's tutoring, if that's special needs therapies, textbooks, curriculum, basically whatever it is that the family says this is going to be the best for our student, they're able to do that. So, as you kind of said, this idea of backpack funding basically says, let's center the funding model around the kid rather than saying we are only going to, send it to this school district and you must attend that because your family lives in this zip code. It's to sort of divorce those two and say, actually, the focus is on the student, not simply on a school building or an individual site. And that way, if, for whatever reason, if a family says, look, the local public schools in my area just don't meet the needs of our kids, they have that extra option and the funding follows the student.
So let me repeat that. That's Matt Beinberg from Goldwater Institute. It covers your kid wherever you send them. Private school, religious school, even homeschooling is covered. That one's a little more confusing. And here's another about a minute clip here from Matt Beinberg on how homeschooling is actually covered.
Yeah. So the again, one of the strengths of the ESA program is that it is flexible, right? It's not just here's money. You can only use this at a private school. It's saying here's money. It's on behalf of this child. And we are going to entrust it to the family to now expend as they think best for the student. So they can use those funds for things, again, like private school tuition, but also for textbooks, for curriculum, for tutors. So that means that families who want to do sort of the traditional brick and mortar private school, if they want to do that, they can use ESAs for it. But they also can do, we have a lot of families who are on the ESA program who do provide education at home to their students. So I think some of the questions crop up around kind of the what we're just sort of labeling things as in terms of are you homeschooling or ESA? Basically, the way this works is that for the state's purpose, the state law says you have to be, providing education to students. So you either need to be in a traditional district or charter school or private school or being homeschooled. So historically, families would essentially submit some paperwork, file an affidavit that says, I'm not putting my student in the public school, we are homeschooling them. And from the state's perspective, and in practice, that's exactly the same pre and post this legislation. So homeschool families, if they want to continue operating as they are now, are totally unaffected. They can continue to file that same paperwork, continue to do everything exactly as it is now. If a family wants to provide home education, but instead be classified as an ESA student rather than a homeschooler, so more of a technical distinction in terms of just how the state's categorizing them. Instead of filing that paperwork that says, I'm a homeschooler, they file the agreement with the state that says, I am an ESA student and I will receive X amount of money per year, and essentially sign that contract with the state, they become a ESA family, even though they are in practice still providing homeschooling or at-home education for their kids.
Okay, so finally that full school choice coming up and available for all the kids. Now, the Empowerment Scholarship account, actually, you get about $7,000 for your kid, for your student. It depends on certain situations. The public schools are estimated at about $11,000 per kid. That's the amount that follows the kid through that public school. That's the latest figure I've seen, at least. So if you look at this, everybody should love this thing. Because if you're in the public schools, you're like, okay, great, we're saving taxpayer money, and now we'll be able to have a better budget and this and that. You would think they'd be applauding this. You're talking about a $4,000 savings. If parents opt to go the Empowerment Scholarship account route and go to private school or homeschooling or whatever they want to do, not the charter school, not the public school, it's saving the taxpayer $4,000 per kid. This is huge. And it also opens up, you know, all kinds of competition. So anyway, you'd think that the education community, the teachers' unions and all this would be like applauding the savings. Well, think again. The Save Our Schools group is dead set against this thing. They're out there getting signatures right now. That's why I've been saying all along, Governor Ducey signed this thing, but hold on. You don't know what's actually going to happen here. Here's another about a minute clip from Christina Curso, who was on the program with us yesterday, who's an ESA mom. She's been doing this for 9 years, but she's also been one of the driving forces to get this thing through. And now she's out there where these Save Our Schools folks are setting up. She's been out there, offering people who are coming to signing an alternate explanation of what the ESA program actually is. She has sometimes now up to 100 people that are there with her. Here's what she had to say about this push to get this thing on the ballot and to end school choice here in Arizona before it even really started.
But right now they're out there trying to get the signatures, and honestly, they are pounding the pavement for Save Our Schools. I mean, when are they going to get it that we want to save our students? It's time that we look at a student from a student perspective, always about the teachers, and they're really getting really nasty out there at their petition table. And we've had hundreds of parents now standing beside them to talk to residents to be able to offer the truth with data in hand of what this program is really about. They're just afraid that everybody's going to jump out of the public school system and choose an ESA. They're looking for somebody to blame. They think it's all these policy groups. I think they need to look in the mirror. Because they're the ones to blame. In 2020, we found out exactly what the public school system is all about. And because of that, their fear might be real that people will jump out of public schools.
And it is happening, but it's not going to be the end of the world. And there's going to be so many new education choices going forward. So parents have a tough choice going forward when it comes to the Empowerment Scholarship account, because it is the law of the land right now. But this group's out there getting signatures. They have till somewhere in the end of September to get signatures. And then that'll postpone this thing from going into effect. So at least that's how I read it, is that there's going to be, this will be put on the ballot. So I think parents are scratching their heads. Should I do the ESA program? And we'll follow up with folks on, does it postpone it if they get this thing on the ballot, or is it law of the land until it goes to the voters? Let's find out and clarify on that. But if, you're deciding, should I use tax credits or ESA? There might be a big question mark. You might be like, well, I don't want to get into a new program when I'm used to doing tax credits. So I don't know. I'd be concerned right now. We still use tax credits. You know, my kids, my two younger kids go to private school now after going through horrible ordeal in especially the charter school, that NPA school in Flagstaff. Oh my God. We put them in private school. So that costs us money. You know, it's like $7,000-$8,000 per kid, but we were able to actually get tax credits last year in the full amount for both. I shouldn't say we, because my wife did all the work. So you got a decision to make, continue with the tax credits or try this ESA route. And hopefully the Save Our Schools folks will not get this on the ballot coming up. Love your thoughts. Send me an email and we'll get to those. Olivia will be by later towards the end of the show, second hour of the show, to read some of your email comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Hey, why don't you give my friend Glenn Least a call if you're concerned about the markets, or maybe even if you want a second opinion. Especially nowadays, you may want to take more of a defensive position in your investments. Or like I said, you just want some second thoughts and second opinions as to what's going on in your portfolio. Glenn Least will give you a free no obligation consultation. Call him up. He's really easy to talk with. You've heard him many times here on the program. He'll spend the time to give you that complimentary consultation. It's 928-225-2474. That's 928-225-2474. And don't forget to tune in to Intelligent Investing with Glenn Least. It airs every Saturday at noon on 97.1 FM in Northern Arizona, and then you can stream it by going to BigTalkerRadio.com. All right, let's talk about murder charges down in Prescott Valley. Then we're going to get to Blake Masters in a little bit, as well as the Inflation Reduction Act. Hang tight, back in about 60 seconds.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show.
If you're looking for office space in the Flagstaff area, I got a deal for you right now. You know, I started FlagstaffForLease.com many years ago to provide office space in the Flagstaff area, including right now we've got a one-room suite available for $299 per month plus tax, and there's larger spaces available. Couple buildings to choose from, couple different configurations for office space. Go to FlagstaffForLease.com right now. That's Flagstaff, the number four, lease.com, or you can give a call 928-526-7909. That's 928-526-7909.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show.
Comments, I'd love to hear from you. Send an email. We'll get to those here in the, towards the end of the show. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Real quick, I guess a Prescott Valley Wendy's worker facing murder charge. Man died from his injuries after police say a Prescott Valley Wendy's employee attacked him when he reportedly complained about his food order on July 26. That's from Fox 15. The suspect is facing a second-degree murder charge. The incident happened at about 4:40 p.m. near a Wendy's near Glassford Hill Road and Sunset Lane, according to this report here. Customer complained about his food order, at which time the Wendy's employee came out from behind the service counter and struck the customer in the head. Customer fell to the floor, striking his head and lost consciousness, police said. Customer, a 67-year-old Dewey resident, was taken to the hospital by helicopter in critical condition. He died on Friday, August 5th. So second-degree murder charges there for this guy. All right, if you've been staring at your gutters for a while thinking, geez, I've heard Jeff say it so many times, I got to give Gutter Helmet of Northern Arizona a call because I'm tired of these things clogging up every time we get a lot of rain. And we've been getting a lot of rain, right? Why don't you call Gutter Helmet of Northern Arizona? You know, Gutter Helmet has a lifetime warranty. It'll deflect, their multi-patented reverse curve will deflect all those pine needles and all that debris. We're talking 40 years of experience here. It's time to take care of those gutters so you don't have to go up on the roof multiple times a year and clean all that stuff out, and so your water will flow freely down from your roof into your gutter system. Go ahead and call or text Carl, the Gutter Helmet Man, right now. Mention the Jeff Horowitz Show, and you can save up to 30%. And, hey, if you are a senior, military, first responder, there's discounts available there as well. Call or text Carl, the Gutter Helmet Man, at 928-318-6555. That's 928-318-6555. Or go to gutterhelmetnaz.com. Don't go anywhere. More to come, including Blake Masters.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show. This is the Jeff Horowitz Show.
All right, welcome back. I'd love your email comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Let's see. I do want to go over the signing of the Inflation Reduction Act and a couple of tidbits of information on that one here in just a second. But I've got a couple of updates I want to squeeze in and another item on student loan debt. First of all, let's start with this one. So I mentioned that I wasn't sure about the Empowerment Scholarship accounts, if it'll remain in effect if the Save Our Schools people get enough signatures to get this on the ballot. So they have till later in September, towards the end of September, to get 100,000 plus signatures, valid signatures, we should say, to get this thing on the ballot and to stop, or not to stop, but to put it out to the voters as to whether we should have the expansion of the Empowerment Scholarship accounts. This is the backpack of money that follows your kid. All kids in Arizona would be open to the school of their choice, whether it's private or it's public, it's charter, it's private, it's homeschool. You name it. It's one of the better things I've seen in education in a very, very long time. Maybe we'll ask Blake Masters is going to be on in the second hour of the program. The only thing that could be better than this is the elimination of the Department of Education on the federal side, which Republicans have been promising forever. But for right now, the Empowerment Scholarship account expansion has been a great thing. Now, if they get the signatures, I've verified this, Goldwater Institute, who's been really behind this and getting these vouchers going for all people. I asked them during the break, if it gets on the ballot, what happens to the legislation that's now in place? So if you start getting empowerment scholarship accounts, if you start down this road, that's why I'm concerned about starting it at this point. And I've decided that you got to do what you got to do, but I've decided to keep, or actually my wife, because my wife does all the work on this, continue with the tax credits. Because if they get enough signatures by the end of September, and that's why it's important to decline to sign. Don't sign this thing and encourage other people not to sign this. Sometimes people are like, oh, let's get it on the ballot. Let's put it in front of the people. You know, that's what we should do. No, not on this one. This is our kids, and they're going to jack it up, and they're going to draw this out possibly till 2024, till that election. If it gets on the ballot, if they get the required signatures, Goldwater told me that Save Our Schools collects enough valid signatures to put it on the ballot, the program will not be in effect until the outcome of the election. So they could effectively stop this thing for potentially a couple years and before it even gets going. So we're celebrating all this right now, and that's great. But beware, they're out there. The Save Our Schools group declined to sign, and let everyone know, don't sign the Save Our Schools petition. We want free. We want school freedom, freedom of choice when it comes to our kids' education, and that's what we've got here. So that's one thing. The other one that came across, and thank you to Bruce Sidlinger for texting me this. He's always on top of all these big issues going on. He follows especially the Biden administration, which I would just be banging my head against the desk, but he follows all things here. The Biden administration cancels $3.9 billion in student debt for 208,000 borrowers, according to CNBC, defrauded by ITT Tech. Now, I told you this was coming, and Bruce and I have talked about this a lot as well. They're going to try to forgive as much student loan debt as possible, especially as we get closer to the election. They're going to buy votes. Now, here's the article. So the U.S. Department of Education announced today, that it will cancel all remaining federal student debt taken on by borrowers who were defrauded by ITT Technical Institute since 2005, delivering $3.9 billion in relief to some 208,000 people. According to this, ITT Educational Services was at one point one of the largest operators of for-profit technical schools in the U.S., and it shut down in 2016. Borrowers shouldn't have to apply for the relief, the Education Department said. The Education Department found that ITT Tech engaged in widespread and pervasive misrepresentations, including lying about students' ability to get a job or transfer credits. So let's pause it right there. I feel bad for folks who... And I didn't know this about ITT Tech. I didn't follow this story as it was developing. I remember seeing the ads years ago. This was all over the place. They're right. It was a very big institution, an education institute, technical institution. But it's not the government's job. It's not the government's job. Well, it shouldn't be. It is now, unfortunately. First of all, the government has caused this spiraling out of control student loan debt problem in this country. I haven't checked the numbers. $1 point something trillion in student loan debt. You know, people have 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, $100,000 in debt. And I feel for you in that situation. It sucks. Some people have hundreds and hundreds of thousands. They just went to school and kept going to school and kept borrowing money. Well, the government made it easy to get these loans. They artificially kept interest rates low. So it was easy to get, oh, it's only going to be 2%. But then, you know, you start adding that up and you have to pay back hundreds of thousands of dollars. It turns out to be some real money while you're going to school for 5, 6, 8 years. Also, I remember when I was in school, the administrators, you got to go to college. You got to go to college. That was, oh, look at this chart. If you don't go to college, you're not going to make as much money. Person who goes to college and gets a bachelor's degree, there's the peak. Here's how much more money they make. They pounded it and pounded it and pounded it. Well, I'd argue that a lot of those people, had they just gone out on their own, probably would have made more money anyway. They're probably the go-getters. So those studies are skewed and they're crap. And people pounded, and look, I'm not pounding on you if you went to school. My wife went to college. I did not go to college, but like, obviously I got lots of people that I've worked with over the years that have worked for me over the years that I employ, that I do business with, that I associate with. They've gotten degrees. They've done great. But there's a lot of people in this country that were sold a bill of goods. And so now the government swoops in, the Biden administration says, okay, you were defrauded. $3.9 billion. We're going to forget that. It's gone. For 208,000 borrowers. It's not their job. First of all, they caused the problem, at least in part. Second of all, it's not the job of the government to come in and make people whole that, quite frankly, got suckered into a crappy position. It's just not. I know it sounds cruel, but hey, we have a rule in our house that you get ripped off all the time. You know, I'm always on the lookout. I try to trust people as best as possible, but I'm always assuming that, okay, what's the other side of this, especially in business dealings? And it's just, look, I go into these things with my eyes open, my personal responsibility. So I'm sorry, 208,000 borrowers that you got defrauded, but why is it the taxpayers' problem to backstop this? So draw this to a natural conclusion. Do I buy a car and it turns out to be a lemon, so the government should step in and, you know, make me whole again? Or I got a bad meal? I mean, where do you draw this? It's the slippery slope. It's that line that keeps getting pushed that is so frustrating to me because everybody expects the government to come in. So here's what's going to happen. In September, last I checked, the deferment on a lot of these student loan debts, deferment and payment, was lasting until September, just weeks from now, right? And this was all because of COVID. I remember the government, again, caused this problem by shutting everything down and telling people to stay home and watch Netflix and you don't have to work. And they caused the supply chain problems and they cranked up the national debt and they spent, I don't know, $6 to $11 trillion, depending on what number you looked at, and created money out of thin air. They created all these problems with inflation, all these problems with shortages, supply chain issues. So they told the people, hey, you shouldn't have to pay on your student. You're having a hard time because of the stupid stuff they did. We're going to do a deferment on student loan payments until September coming up, 2022. They kept extending this thing. So what do you think is going to happen? They're either going to extend it to partially buy those votes, or you're going to see an executive order coming from Biden. I'm telling you, this is probably coming. I could be wrong. You know, I don't have a crystal ball, but they're going to do something, at least extend this till after the election, of course. Or do outright student loan forgiveness coming up to buy more votes. And it's not their place. It's so frustrating because what if I didn't get student loan debt? What if I didn't get into debt. I did other things, you know, and a lot of you are out there like, hey, I paid off my student loan debt. I didn't get into student loan. I didn't get into debt to go to college. I paid off college as I went. I worked three jobs. You know, life was hell, but I made it through it. So why should you get the short end of the stick? So does everybody get a check now from the government? Or should I say the taxpayers? Love your thoughts. Send an email, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Mammoth Restoration is a great Northern Arizona company. And they're local, based in Northern Arizona, but they're big enough to handle any kind of situation you may find yourself in when it comes to things like flooding. When it comes to things like biohazards, I mean, they've got the story of, you know, a bunch of bats that had a bunch of droppings all over the place. They had to have the biohazard team come in from Mammoth Restoration to take care of that. Look, you got all this flooding going on. You got mold issues. We've had fire issues recently. Mammoth Restoration will take care of all that. They will clean it. They'll restore it. They'll get it right. They offer 24/7, 365-day emergency services. They'll take care of, quite frankly, the stuff that nobody really likes to take care of. They'll do it for you. They'll handle the job very well. Give them a call, or at least write down this number in case something happens and you need them. Call Mammoth Restoration, 877-714-0050. That's 877-714-0050. Mammoth Restoration, 877-714-0050. Back in a minute.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show. This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
I got a couple silver dimes from Desert Gold Exchange. You know, these are this 1964 and earlier coins. Believe it or not, they actually used to be made of silver. It's like 90% pure silver, right? And in 65, people all of a sudden started seeing there's a copper tinge or ring around it or something. So it just became junk, right? So I was explaining to my kids last night that this dime here, Well, it's worth 10 cents if you just go and try to buy something for 10 cents, which what can you get for 10 cents anymore, right? But this dime is worth about $1.40. And then we had a discussion about inflation and really devaluation and how much the U.S. dollar has tanked over the decades, especially from when it used to be backed by something. Anyway, I'd recommend, hey, you learn at least about physical gold and silver. At least educate yourself. And why don't you call Desert Gold Exchange, mention the Jeff Horvitz Show, and do what I did, get a free investor kit, and you can learn, get a bunch of information. You just mentioned the show, they'll send that up to you. Here's the number for Desert Gold Exchange, who, like I said, they deal exclusively in physical gold and silver, 888-852-4343. I've dealt with Justin and his family at Desert Gold Exchange, did an excellent job for me. And like I said, I got a couple silver dimes here. And I'm sure they'll do an excellent job for you as well. And the good thing about them is it's a family company, so they keep their overhead low. They pass those savings on to you. Call Desert Gold Exchange. Get that free investor's kit. Learn more about gold and silver. And talk to them, and they usually get you something delivered in just a couple of days. 888-852-4343. That's 888-852-4343. Blake Masters will join us in hour two of the program. We've got a lot of ground to cover with him. I mean, he was getting ripped on, I was watching something on Hulu, which I'm breaking my rule here because I found out Hulu is everything's a Disney company now, I guess. I can't watch anything. I'm waiting for somebody to come up with a conservative leaning network or streaming device, I should say, streaming company, you know, the Netflix for conservatives. Look, I want to see good movies and stuff. I don't want to be preached at. And, you know, Disney tends to do that. But there's some real money to be made if somebody would come up with that service. Maybe you know of something out there. Email me, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. But anyway, I was watching Hulu and Blake Masters just getting hammered by Mark Kelly on everything. Blake Masters is dangerous. And they flash people there looking, frowning at him and stuff. And they take clips. I'm sure our interview with him that we did a couple months ago will soon appear in some of these clips. Because if you say anything, Mark Kelly's, I mean, this is a well-oiled campaign. And then he comes in the end, he's Mr. Happy, you know, with his short sleeves, regular guy, just talking to the people. It's all a bunch of bullcrap. That's what it is. And, you know, I hope people look past these ads. But we'll have Blake Masters coming up next hour talk about the Inflation Reduction Act, which was signed by Biden. This ridiculous bill. Thank you, Senator Sinema. Senator Sinema was the one that flipped on this. And what happened was, this is from an article from AZ Central, received nearly $1 million over the past year from private equity professionals, hedge fund managers, and venture capitalists whose taxes would have increased under the plan. She got rid of something that would have taxed them more. Maybe we'll talk with Glenn Lease later in the week. So that cleared the way for this thing to pass the Senate and then pass the House and then signed by Biden just a little while ago. No Republicans. I'm actually glad for once no Republicans actually held their own. They learned their lesson that, you know, they just gave them all this money with the CHIPS Act. It's like $240 billion right there. It's a couple weeks ago. All the money that went to Ukraine. I mean, they have spent, mostly the Democrats, but some Republicans got in on this too, over $1 trillion in the past weeks. Or at least that's the bills they passed. They will spend that money. Of course, they'll say, they're saying this thing is not inflationary, but a University of Pennsylvania Penn Wharton analysis released last week revealed that the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, so it's called the Inflation Reduction Act, would do little to reduce the annual rate of inflation in the midst of the economic recession, which the Biden administration won't even admit there's an economic recession. Oh, it can't be a recession because so many people, the jobs numbers are good. Well, yeah, we've looked at those jobs numbers. Less people in the workforce than there were before the COVID hysterics and the government-induced shutdowns. So the bill, according to Wharton, would only reduce the annual inflation by a whopping 0.1 percentage point over the next 5 years. So I guess it's something. You're saying there's something. I guess, yeah, it is an Inflation Reduction Act. Yeah, by 0.1% over 5 years, if that's even accurate. I mean, God, how can these people even predict anything? I can't even tell you if it's going to, they tell you it's going to flood and you got to run and then it doesn't rain. How can they predict what's going to happen over the next 5 years? But anyway, I don't even know why they need to do this. Inflation's zero. That's what Biden said. He told us it was zero. But yet food is up 13.1% year over year, eggs 38%, chicken 16.6%, milk 15.6%, potatoes 13.3%, rice 12.7%. You get the picture here. Now a lot of articles are just not, they're getting away from Inflation Reduction Act already, and they're calling it the climate bill. I mean, can you imagine the stuff that we're going to discover in this inflationary spending binge, this climate bill over the next couple weeks, couple months, even years, you're going to be discovering stuff. So we've already talked about the IRS. But here's another thing with the IRS, tucked into the tax and spending bill that passed the Senate and that now has been signed. This article is from Fox News a couple days ago. $15 million provision to study allow to study. So they're going to spend $15 million to study allowing the IRS to prepare taxes. This is from Elizabeth Warren. It was just ridiculous. How do these people get into these positions? The Warren proposal would move more quickly to allow filers with simple tax situations to choose a quote-unquote return-free option. return to sender. That provides a pre-prepared tax return with an income tax liability or refund amount already calculated. Proponents also say it would reduce tax fraud by getting third-party income information to the IRS earlier in the tax season. Of course. That's all they want is the information. I don't even know why they need our money anymore, because they just print money. They just write it on the screen and print money. I you know, they don't even print it. They put it on. It's a digital blip now. And why do they even need our tax returns at this point? Money grows on trees. So the whole thing's ridiculous. More government control. Here's another quote from this article. The average American spends 13 hours and $240 every year to file their taxes. I wish I spent $240. That's too much time and too much money, Warren said in July, before Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat West Virginia, announced his agreement on the reconciliation package. Yep. So every year, you know, they add to the tax code. So she's saying that, hey, Americans have to spend 13 hours a year and $240 every year to file their taxes. I'll go back to what I was saying about student loan debt and the student loan forgiveness. These are all problems you've caused. Have you seen the size of the tax code? Have you seen how tall it is and how many pages it is? So every year when they add things to the tax code, people like Elizabeth Warren are adding to the problem. They're adding to the 13 plus hours you got to spend preparing your taxes to $240 you spend a year, a lot more if you're in a small business owner. Why don't we go do a flat tax? Never going to happen because these people want to have control of everything and want to track everything you do. I mean, let's agree on everybody pays 10% to run the government, not a dime more. Y'all pay no, not a dime more or less. We get rid of everything. You say you earned $1,000, 10%. You owe $100. Everybody has skin in the game, right? Everybody gets skin in the game. So anyway, she went on, Congress should pass my Tax Filing Simplification Act. These people, oh my God. If it's called the Taxpayer Simplification Act, you know it's going to be exactly the opposite, just like the Inflation Reduction Act, just like the Patriot Act. And the IRS, continuing on itself, can and should adopt my plan to simplify the tax filing process for millions of Americans and lower their costs. So anyway, 30 million or 15 million, sorry, just so many numbers just thrown around, 15 million to study. If the IRS should just do your taxes for you, you can't make this stuff up. I'd love your comments. Go ahead and send me an email, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Next hour, Blake Masters. We got a lot of ground to cover with him, so stick around. Important interview coming up with him. Olivia will be by with your comments. We got our giveaway. Don't forget, talkwithjeff.com. Click on sponsors and giveaways. We've got two tickets once again to see Alice Cooper plus $50. $50 from Gettles High Desert Mechanical. Don't go anywhere. A lot more to come. Back in a few.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
All right, welcome back. Jeff Horowitz here. Hour two of the program. Love your comments. Send those in. Olivia will be by here for the final segment of the day. We'll read over some of your comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. If you missed hour number one, we really hit heavy on a couple big issues. That's why it's important to subscribe to the podcast, which is free and available on all your favorite podcast providers. Water cuts in Arizona, the signing or the signing ceremony of this empowerment scholarship accounts in Arizona. Went into a lot of detail, including info from an ESA mom and from the Goldwater Institute. So really important stuff there. Oh, and plus, oh, don't forget, if you have student loan debt, I told you this was coming. Biden today in another spending spree forgave $3.9 billion in student loan debt for 208,000 borrowers. You watch, mark my words, come September when the deferment on the payments ends. They're either going to extend it, which is very possible, but I think they're actually going to Biden will try to do a big swath of student loan forgiveness to try to buy some votes right before the election. Convenient timing. So we'll see what happens with that. Anyway, let's get into a couple big issues, including, and I covered this the first hour, but we got to cover it again. Biden signing the Inflation Reduction Act. Blake Masters joins us, obviously candidate for U.S. Senate going up against Democrat Mark Kelly. Also, according to watching Hulu last night, I was watching something, a dangerous person. How you doing? How you doing, Blake? Are you dangerous?
Jeff, these ads are so ridiculous, of course. Mark Kelly's got a lot of money, but he's got to lie about me in order to even have a chance. So it's ridiculous. And just as ridiculous is this new Inflation Reduction Act, as you were saying.
Yeah. I mean, could you think of a worse? I mean, government has named a lot of bills opposite of what they are. Over you know, decades, but this one is not going to reduce inflation. It's growing government. I mean, give me your take on it. I'm sure you haven't read 800 pages. I'm sure none of the Democrats that have signed onto this thing read it.
Well, it is Orwellian, of course, right? How they manipulate the language. Anytime the Democrats call the bill the Inflation Reduction Act, you basically know it's going to do the opposite. It's going to increase inflation. You know, they're spending hundreds of billions of dollars that we don't have. That's going to make inflation worse. They're raising taxes on middle-class Americans. That's going to make people's lives here in Arizona harder. And, you know, maybe one of the most ridiculous pieces of it, of course, and Mark Kelly just voted for this, he's excited about it, is the hiring of 87,000 new IRS agents to harass small business owners, to harass Arizonans. They're going to more than double the size of the IRS. That's their priority in the middle of a recession. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. And you took my next question and comment here, really, because this is scary stuff for a lot of people, because why would you take the IRS from currently 74,000 employees, add 87,000, more than a doubling, 161,000 force out there to what? Go after 700 billionaires? I mean, and a couple, this doesn't make sense. I don't know how anybody's buying this. Of course they're going to come out after small businesses, Blake.
They're coming after normal people. They're coming after small business owners. And you know what? The big fear is they're going to come after their political enemies. You know, Obama started this in 2010. He began the weaponization of the IRS. They disproportionately targeted conservatives, Tea Party groups. We've seen Biden just put the pedal to the metal on the weaponization of the federal bureaucracy against his political enemies under Merrick Garland, the DOJ, right, the FBI. Unfortunately, these things are looking a lot like partisan arms of the Democratic machine. And so when you see the Democrats just chomping at the bit to hire 87,000 new tax collectors, one reasonably suspects, no, they're going to come after conservatives, they're going to come after Republicans, anyone who dares question their party line.
Well, Blake, you've been in the private sector forever. I've been in the private sector forever. It's always, I got to tell you, it's a fear of anyone who's running a business that, did I make a mistake? I mean, there's outright people that do fraud out there. We know that. But most people, they're just worried that they're going to make a mistake when it comes to their taxes. So now you got all these new people who maybe want to make a name for themselves, and they're out there, you know, collecting money, doing what they're hired to do. A couple of questions here. First, where are they going to find these 87,000 people? I know people that run businesses all over the place, whether it be a sandwich shop or a welding company, you know, backhoe operators, you name it, HVAC, they can't find anybody. So to me, this by itself is inflationary when you're trying to suck 87,000 employees that we don't have out of the private sector force. Where are they going to find them?
It's a great question. And, you know, unfortunately, we'll see. Although one thing I want to do once we take the Senate, once we take Congress back, is just block the Biden administration, right? Hopefully we get in there. Yeah, unfortunately, he just signed this bill into law. But no, we got to block him. We got to block his agenda at every step. It's America last. It's hurting Arizonans. And I don't want them to add 87,000 new tax collectors. Like, this is so crazy. It's not what they should be focused on.
Yeah, absolutely. Blake Masters is with us. How do you block it? That is a question that came up yesterday on the program. So let's say the Republicans, it looks like gaining control of the House is going to happen. The Senate, it's a tough race. As you know, you're in the throes of it. But they're still going to have the presidency. And you have this law, the Inflation Reduction Act, IRA, let's call it, that's already passed. What can you do as a senator, or what can Congress do?
Well, you know, it is really important to take Congress so that Biden can't pass more legislation, right? Like, and people forget, like, how much power one senator has.
Yeah.
Mark Kelly, as a Democrat representing this, you know, somewhat swing state of Arizona, man, he could have single-handedly blocked this hiring of the 87,000 IRS agents. I know there's a lot of other stuff in the new law that's bad, but if Mark Kelly said, hey, you know what, I will only vote for this, Mr. President, if you scrap the ridiculous hiring of 87,000 new IRS agents, that's not good for Arizonans. That's not good for my voters. Biden would have had to listen.
Yeah.
So Mark Kelly is complicit in this. Mark Kelly is the reason that we're getting 87,000 new tax collectors. And by the way, he had to veto an amendment that would have hired 20,000 new Border Patrol agents. Mark Kelly said no to 20,000 new Border Patrol agents who we desperately need, right, to solve this crazy border crisis that Biden caused, and said yes to 87,000 new tax collectors. So the first step when you're going in the wrong direction is to turn around. In this November, it's about throwing the bums out, you know, the people who have failed. Mark Kelly's failed Arizona. That's why we got to throw him out and take back Congress so this stuff can't happen anymore.
Yeah, I think we'll be seeing Liz Cheney going bye-bye here pretty soon, too. A lot of races that a lot of rhinos hopefully will lose. You know, they had an opportunity in this bill, too. You're hitting on something good here, Blake. Mark Kelly could have come up and said, you know, let's not go after if it's under 400,000, you know, the reporting, the filing. People making under 400,000. That was in there, and they stripped that out.
That's right. And, you know, most people who get audited are not extremely wealthy people. The IRS actually kind of leaves them alone. They have a lot of lawyers. They have a lot of loopholes. No, a lot of people who get audited are just normal people trying to make ends meet. You know, even people who are making 30, 40 grand a year, they get audited. You know, maybe they don't have the resources to hire a lawyer. And so the IRS, you know, shows up and they say, hey, cut us a check for $2,000 and we'll leave you alone. It's kind of extortion. A lot of these people, you know, they weren't trying to cheat. They didn't cheat at all. And the IRS is just harassing them. And that's the big fear here. Mark Kelly thinks that the priority during a recession should be hiring new tax collectors to go after everyday Arizonans and business owners and harass them. I think it's just wrong.
Yeah, it is. Let me ask you this one more question on the Inflation Reduction Act, Blake. 800-page bill that nobody read. Have you found anything else in there that we should be like, because I think we're going to be unearthing a lot of things as the weeks and months go by that we're like, oh my God, I can't believe this made it through. Have you been able to find, yeah, what are you finding in there that's going to be earth-shattering?
There's always something. You know, these bills are so long, they're ridiculously long. I think we ought to set a limit. Because no one can read the 800 pages or whatever. And of course, what's Nancy Pelosi's famous quote, right? We have to pass the bill to find out what's in it.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous. You know, this was from the crazy $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, not the Inflation Reduction Act. But this recent piece of pork that I think is just so crazy, the Biden administration sent millions of dollars over to the Department of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg's Department of Transportation, to study the gender imbalance in long-haul trucking. Huh. Turns out that most truck drivers in this country are men.
Shocking.
Women, for whatever reason, they don't want to drive a big rig. And, you know, the Biden administration, well, they think this is a problem. That violates Kamala Harris's principles of equity. And she won't stop until 50% of big rig truck drivers in America are women. That's their national gender strategy. And so they sent $30 million or whatever over to Pete Buttigieg to study the problem. This is just a waste. It's theft. It's theft from hardworking Arizonans, from hardworking Americans. I'm sick of this garbage.
Yeah, me too. Blake, here's the challenge. Look, I've been watching this stuff for a long time, and you know, I served on the Flagstaff City Council for a term, and I was overwhelmed with the expenditures and the craziness that was going on there. And I sat there sometimes thinking, can you imagine multiply this by every town, every city, every county in the country when it comes to all the money that's coming in, and then the federal government, all the agencies. it's almost become, no, and it's not almost, it's become overwhelming for any one person to even understand how to cut these things and what to do. I mean, what's the strategy to save this country? Because it's a behemoth, Blake.
Well, it is, and we have to get people in there like me who understand the problem, who are going to be willing to stand up to the bureaucrats and politicians in D.C. who just want to keep the money flowing, right? Keep the largesse going. Yeah. No, it doesn't work. And it's not like D.C. tightens its belt when there's a recession, right? They keep on spending. They keep on spending. And their spending causes inflation, right, which just steals from people every day. The money that you work hard for, the money that you save, it's worth less and less because of Joe Biden and Mark Kelly's inflation. It's theft. It's wrong. And real people are suffering because of it. That's why we need a change in November. We need to get Congress back so we can block Biden's crazy destructive policies.
They can't even admit it's inflation anymore, Blake. Or not inflation, recession anymore. I mean, they changed the definitions on us.
They can change the definition, but they can't change what people are seeing at the grocery store, yeah, what people are seeing at the gas pump, right? Mark Kelly and Joe Biden's record is on display. Just look around. And so I tell Arizonans, hey, if you think everything's great, if you're happy with your gas prices and your grocery bill, right, if you're happy with the violent crime surging, if you're happy with the open border, well, then there's a candidate for you, and his name is Mark Kelly. But if you think we need to make a change and restore some sanity to this government and make sure that Biden can't pass more of his destructive agenda, well, then you also have a candidate, yeah, and that's me.
All right, one more question for you, Blake. FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago, obviously. Another issue that a lot of Americans are looking at, myself included, I'm sure you as well, and we're like, well, if they can do this to the president, former president of the United States, they can do it to anybody, and it's concerning. Have you talked to President Trump? Any thoughts on what's going on and where we're at with that?
Well, you know, he's in good spirits, and he's taken so much persecution and abuse, but everybody's worried about this because it's just so crazy. It's nakedly partisan. And nobody trusts that this is just the blind administration of justice. Look at the FBI, look at the DOJ, again, under Joe Biden, under Merrick Garland, and Mark Kelly is just fine with this. It's being weaponized. It's being weaponized against their political enemy. You know, that's just, it violates the core principles of equal justice, of the rule of law. And so, you know, President Trump, he's strong. He can withstand this stuff. But no, they're not going to stop there. They're going to come after all their political enemies. And it's why this two-tier justice system, this weaponization of the government, it can't go an inch further. Otherwise, we're at risk of losing the country.
Don't people like Biden and Mark Kelly and others around the country, excuse me, don't they see this as, what if the shoe's on the other foot? Look, when Trump was in office, he didn't raid Hillary Clinton's home. And how much stuff never, you know, that we never find out. It's that two-tiered system, like you mentioned, Blake. We're concerned that, hey, Hillary can do whatever she wants, the washing of the drives or whatever she did, smashing of this or that. But don't they worry that maybe if this was on the other foot, I'd see it the other way? I'm talking about the left.
Well, you know, I think they just, they play on our goodwill and good intention. They're willing to violate the rule of law. They're willing to break the law and know that conservatives, Republicans, right, common sense independents, and actually a whole lot of reasonable Democrats won't. So this is asymmetrical, right? I don't want the FBI to be weaponized in any partisan direction, including in a pro-Republican direction. Yeah. I want it to be neutral.
Yeah.
I want it to be apolitical, right? But we do have to fight fire with fire and make sure that these Democrats in charge lose their jobs because they failed. They're playing politics with the FBI, and it's just really, really dangerous.
Do we, final thing here, Blake, and I'll let you go. Do we, I want to trust the CDC, for example. I want to trust the FBI. I'd like to trust the IRS too, you know, and all these organizations. How do we reform them? Or do we go in there? And quite frankly, if President Trump gets back in, if he runs for reelection, is there going to be just mass firings and getting rid of the Department of Education and all these things that Republicans have talked about for decades, really? Is that finally on the table? Or again, is it too big to cut all that out now?
Well, that's the question, you know, but I think at a minimum, all the left-wing political appointees, political operatives, bureaucrats in these organizations, they need to be, right? Be nonpartisan. It should be about equal administration. It should be about the rule of law. And you can't trust the modern Democratic Party to deliver. And that's why we need a change. It's why we need to elect strong Republicans in 2022 to check Joe Biden. It's why we need a strong Republican president here in 2024. The Democrats have had 2 years, and they've delivered nothing but chaos and pain and destruction. And yeah, the weaponization of the bureaucracy. So I'm sick of it, yeah. And it needs to stop right now.
All right, Blake. Hey, we'll talk with you again real soon. You've got it's a tough race. You're right in the middle of it. The Senate really runs through Arizona and control and fixing our country. It really does. It runs through this state.
Absolutely. But, you know, we'll fight hard for each of the next 90 days, and we're going to win this thing.
Okay, Blake. Hey, take care. We'll talk with you soon. All right, folks, and I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email. We'll go over your comments here in just a bit. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Sorry about the connection there for the last part of the interview. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com, and Olivia will be by. Read those comments. Plus, don't forget about our big giveaway. We've got the Alice Cooper tickets, and we've also got the $50 from our good friends here at Gettles High Desert Mechanical. By the way, Gettles High Desert Mechanical is a family-owned company. You know, you've got brothers Adam and Ted Gettles. They've been servicing HVACs, heating, cooling, plumbing all over Northern Arizona, Central and Northern Arizona for over 30 years. Gettles High Desert Mechanical provides full service, new construction, custom design, retrofitting, and more. I've used them. They've serviced my HVA system in my house. They did an excellent job. Timely, fair price. And you know what? It's an older unit. I'm going to be honest with you. It's an older unit, and they didn't come in and say, oh, we need to sell you a new high price unit. No, they said, hey, this unit's fine. We inspected it, and you just need this new part. They got it up and running. Did a great job. So give them a call if you're in the Flagstaff area in Sedona, Verde Valley, 928-567-2200. If you're in the Prescott area or Tri-City area, 928-772-2751. That's 928-772-2751. Gettles High Desert Mechanical. They will do a great job for you just like they did for me. And they're in our entry for this week for a big giveaway. If you go to talkwithjeff.com, click on sponsors and giveaways, $50. It's a cash gift card, or not gift card, debit card. So if you win the drawing this week, you get the Alice Cooper tickets, that concert coming up here October 6th in the Prescott Valley, and then some spending money, I guess, to get down there or to buy a drink or whatever you want to do down there. Gettles High Desert Mechanical. Hang tight. Back in just a minute.
This is the Jeff Orvin Show. This is the Jeff Orvin Show.
Welcome back. It was good.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I can't wait to watch the other five movies.
It was not good. Won't ever be. The other ones are probably worse. Well, it looked like cardboard sharks.
Our review of Sharknado coming up in just a minute or two. I had to do it. I see it all the time on Prime, and I'm like, oh, it's Sharknado. Everybody.
And I knew from the start, like, if a movie is called Sharknado, don't watch it.
That's a sign. That's a sign, right? Okay, we'll review it, though, because I think it's worth you experiencing the general IQ loss that we experienced, right? General reduction in intelligence happened at our house last night. But you got to do that once in a while. You got to watch a movie that you know is going to be bad. Don't you?
I mean, maybe you do.
Totally take you away from reality there for a second. Okay, remind everybody about our giveaway. We didn't push it much yesterday. And quite frankly, I haven't pushed it much today.
And you only have until tomorrow. Is that a chicken?
I hear something. I wasn't going to say something weird is going on outside the studio.
Anyways, I had to say something. You only have until tomorrow, end of the show, to enter, and then we'll be drawing it later this week. It's for a pair of Alice Cooper concert tickets. This will be one winner. And $50, it's just like a debit card, courtesy of Gettles High Desert Mechanical. And to enter, go to talkwithjeff.com, under sponsors and giveaways, scroll all the way to the bottom. Super easy, just name, email, and give us a comment.
My lack of pushing this has not generated as many responses as we did last week. So if you want to see Alice Cooper, especially if you entered last week, re-enter.
Yeah, you have another shot.
Except for Newt. Newt won. So Newt, you're not in it again. But if you, Newt's probably like, but now there's a gift card involved. I can't help it. We come up with these things. So two tickets to see Alice Cooper plus $50 at Gettles. Go to talkwithjeff.com, click on sponsors and giveaways. There, Flagstaff, quick news item here. Regina Salas, who's currently a city councilwoman, who was running for mayor but then got kicked off the ballot or withdrew because she didn't have enough signatures to get on the ballot for mayor. She's now running as a write-in candidate for city council. She's launching her campaign on, that's next week, next Wednesday, August 24th at Northern Pines from 4 to 7 p.m. Write-ins are tough to get in because you got to write it in, and she's going to be an official write-in candidate, I guess. And they were lacking one position. There's two people that actually made it, and then there's three spots open though. So she'll be doing that among others. All right, comments.
Yes, we have one from Jan. As another ESA parent who has been with the program for 8 years now, I wanted to say thank you for having Christina Curso on your show. Being able to have a platform equivalent to that of SOS or Red for Ed to educate the public about what ESA really is. Mm. And then she goes on to say that their son was failing in the public schools, but after figuring out about the ESA program and going to some private schools, he's been like pulling ahead,
straight A's,
yes, yeah. Attending dual enrollment and good, just Jen. Gonna have a good future, so
yeah,
that's good.
Good. Well, we'll keep pushing it because yeah, you're not going to hear about a lot of this stuff. And I did send a text to the majority leader Ben Toma. We'll get him on. He's the author of this bill because the push to eliminate this and get it on the ballot is fierce. And if you were with us in the first hour of the program, I also texted a person I know at Goldwater Institute, Matt Beyenberg. If they're able to get enough signatures to get this on the ballot, they have to like the end of September, Olivia, to get it on the ballot to present to the voters the expansion of the empowerment scholarship accounts, which Ducey did a signing ceremony on today. This is the backpack of money that lets you go to any school you want to go to. If they get it on the ballot, that means the law is gone until it gets decided by the voters. So if it's 2024, you don't get to use this program because the Red for Ed folks, the teachers unions decided to take away your freedom of choice when it comes to education. So decline to sign. Decline to sign it. Don't sign it and let your friends and family know as well. Okay, you got a study?
Yes. Average person tells 4 lies per day. This is according to studyfinds.org.
Like Sharknado was the best movie I ever saw.
Well, I don't know if that's a lie for you because you seem to like it.
Your brother was kind of into it and we were picking on it.
He was offended that we were picking on it. And I was like, honestly, it's Sharknado.
We're watching it and he's just like really into it. But I mean, what 10-year-old wouldn't be into sharks flying through the sky and somebody whacking them with chainsaws? But go ahead.
Anyways, yes, this can be even things like you look great if you look awful.
So you're saying that 4 lies per day, but what's the difference between a white lie and, you know, a major lie? I mean, is there a difference?
Well, I actually have, yes, a big opinion on that because, I mean, if you're just saying that white lies, oh, that's okay, it's just a little lie. Mm. I mean, where are you?
what's wrong with me? Where's my moral compass, man?
And I mean, also, it's like with things like you look great, if it's somebody that you actually care about, you think you're saying that because you love them or whatever, and you don't want to make them feel bad. But if you actually care about them,
you just tell them the truth. You look like crap.
Tell them the truth.
Okay. Well, but okay, there's a difference between like.
You don't have to say it in a mean way. Oh, yeah, you look rotten today.
Yeah, but I'm coming up on 25 years of marriage and. Angela looks great, and that's the honest truth. And you would agree with that. She's mm-hmm. in great shape, and but you know everybody has ups and downs, days and stuff like that. I mean, you want me to say like when someone here's an example, and I'm not saying this is the case with Angela. I'm going to get myself in trouble here, but married for 25 years, and your spouse comes to you and says, "Don't do it." You tell me, "Don't do it."
No, don't say that. I know where this is going.
Does my butt look big in this dress?
Dad.
What? You don't want me to say that? I mean, do you want... Really? You're telling me that little white lie? No white lies? Nothing.
I mean, if you're just normalizing the fact of lying, I mean, that's bad.
Okay. Well, apparently 4 lies per day.
And respondents also feel someone lies to them about 6 times daily. Interestingly, more than 2 in 5, so 42%, think of themselves as someone who wears their heart on their sleeve and finds it difficult to hide their emotions. Despite lying more and feeling they are lied to more, 54% say honesty is very important to them.
Hey, I want to tell you something, Olivia. You look great today.
Oh, I thank you. And that is the honest truth, everyone. That is the honest. Thank you.
Oh, man. Okay, well, okay, not even... Yeah, I agree with you, but I just... What was it? Didn't we just watch Forrest Gump? I like that movie. Did you like that movie? And his mom was like, because he got the contract after he got out of Vietnam, and it was the, was it ping pong?
Yes.
And they, he's like, well, they're going to give you money. You just got to say you hold this, you always use your whatever, whatever paddle, and when I do whatever, whatever, right? And he was like, mom always said, a little white lie, you know, just would be okay. So he, Forrest Gump.
But then what does a white lie lead to?
Okay.
It just leads to more lies. You're just making lies okay, and so then you can lie a lot about bigger things.
Okay. See, I'm learning a lot.
And not feel guilty about it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that. Okay. Folks, we love your thoughts. Send an email. Is there a situation where you should have that little white lie, or is Olivia onto something that says, nope. Brutal honesty. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. I'll give you these emails.
I didn't say brutal.
Okay. Kind honesty? Kind?
Yes.
Okay. Send an email. talkwithjeff@icloud.com. talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Hey, I do want to mention someone I've worked with when it comes to refinancing a mortgage, and I know a lot of you are looking at the rates and have seen it go up. It's come down a little bit. It's still a great time to refinance historically looking at these rates. Call Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. She did an excellent job for me. I know she'll do a great job for you as well. Whether you're purchasing a new home or you're refinancing an existing home, look, we don't know what rates are going to do, but inflation's still cranking and rates have still, you know, they could still go up a lot more. And then you still got pretty much skyrocketing home values that have gone up. So there's a lot of equity there that you maybe didn't have before. So still a great time to refinance. Call Kim Dawson over at Nova Home Loans. She will help you out just like she helped me out. 928-310-6458. That's 928-310-6458. Or you can go to novahomeloans.com/Kim Dawson. Kim Dawson, NMLS 697411, Nova Home Loans, NMLS 3087, BK number 090242. Equal housing opportunity subject to credit approval and terms and conditions may apply. All right, we've been waiting to talk about this. Now we got 3 minutes left. Sharknado,
review.
Best. It was best. That was awful.
Okay, so I was going to give it a review, and I was wondering, you know, when they're doing reviewing movies or whatever, is there a negative?
No, there's like 5 stars you could do it, and it had 4 stars.
But like, could I do -5 stars?
No, I don't think so. But yeah, it should. They have like the Razzie Awards, I think they're called, or something. It's something like that, where they do like the worst movies of the year. You know, they have like the Oscars, and then it's like the opposite. That probably, but they made 5 or 6. Now, I think we should watch all of them.
Oh, yes.
I don't know.
The
ruin.
First one was so great that
the CGI graphics were so bad. It was
the
like,
sharks, literally, their fins look like cardboard.
Yeah, it's like, I think you could probably make a better movie with your iPhone nowadays.
I think
it's not that
good.
Old, this thing. Yeah. No, we watched it because actually last night was Isabel's last night at home again.
Yes, we watched such a wonderful
movie.
She,
great
so memories.
We're like, we had dinner, and then we're like, oh, you want to watch something? It's like, okay, I'll pick out a movie. And I saw it, and I was like, we're watching Family Movie Night, Sharknado.
At the same time, Isabel and I both saw it, and we were like,
no.
Don't you dare.
There's 4 more, though, or 5 more. I think the 5th one is they go back in time to try to prevent the Sharknado apocalypse.
Oh,
so
that makes sense.
Maybe the CGI gets better because it's over like a 10-year span.
So I'm confused. There's 1 Sharknado, and then there's 5 more. Like, this is just like a normal thing now.
Yeah, and it was just kind of like weird because like sharks
were just like falling.
Sharks are like coming through the windows and stuff, and people are just like, "Oh, a shark!" And I'm just like, "That's really weird." You know,
I don't want to spoil anything for all the eager listeners that definitely want to watch it now, based off of our
reviews.
It's
been 10 years, so.
Did anybody here know that you can destroy a tornado with a bomb, with a homemade bomb? Because I didn't know that, but apparently it's true.
I didn't catch that.
The solution.
Yeah, I didn't catch that in, what was that movie, Twister, from like the 90s? And they all they had to do was throw a bomb in there. It was like a homemade bomb these people were throwing out of a helicopter. Mind you, that the helicopter was right next to the tornado and seemed unaffected. And then the girl got eaten by the shark, but she survived because
they cut her.
Cut
her out of their belly.
It was so bad.
All the sharks in the sky.
Okay, so I wouldn't see Sharknado if you don't want to see a really stupid movie. But if you want to see something that's so bad it's good.
Then, oh, no, it's so bad that it's awful.
Yeah, I'll give it a... I'm watching the second one. I'm going to...
Please.
I'm going to lower our household IQ and we will watch the rest of them.
So if return tomorrow, you know why. I died of boredom at watching Sharknado 2 because I fell asleep last night.
Hey, I'm going to know how to defend our family from the Sharknados and you won't. Just like watching Walking Dead. I know how to take out zombies and sharks. So good stuff.
Well, I'm in good hands.
All right, Olivia. Good job. Even with the white lies. We'll be back tomorrow. We've got Rob Wilson tomorrow.
I didn't lie about Sharknado.
Yeah, no, you didn't. You brutal truth. That was brutal. Rob Wilson tomorrow. Have a great, safe night. We'll see you then. Take care. Sharknado.